Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descending from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm. He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
So, like, if you're thinking about fatty bird, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a fucking bird. You're not eating, like, pork belly or
yeah,
steak.
Pigs don't fly.
You know, it's a bird. It's
hey,
a
everyone.
Oh, we started.
Yeah, oh, you seem uncomfortable, Tins. You got a problem with the fattening content of a bird?
I just admire your passion for the subject.
Well, it's a bird. Duck. I
Brian
love duck.
Duck. You get Brian close to a roasted duck, you watch him go.
Well, I guess a
you
duck's...
say he goes quackers for it.
Oh, come on. Dude, what the duck
I
eats.
I don't know if I like
oh.
So you mean to tell me a Texan wouldn't eat a milkshake that's just duck skin ground up?
Wait, that's not a milkshake at all.
I just noticed something.
Yeah?
And I need to call it out before we start this show, or the podcast.
Yeah, let's
really.
Do it.
Lauren's not here again, and that means she doesn't have the pun crown.
But Makula has it.
Makula has a pun crown.
Oh, wait, Makula's a pun crown.
Yeah, not that he brought it.
No, I actually... I have it. I have two of them.
There's only one pun crown.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah. Follow my logic. It needs some tape. But I have it in my bag.
What did you do?
You broke it?
I put it in my bag, and...
Well, it's a good thing we have an actual spare over here.
I had the two halves.
You fucking broke it in half.
That was forged in the dungeons of Party City.
As far as I'm concerned, no one owns the pun crown right now because you broke it.
No, I will get it right now. I will take care of this matter.
No,
there's a whole one in my hand.
Yeah, we got
you don't
one.
Need
we got
your,
one.
Your
dude,
piece
I
of
have
shit
the crown,
broken
but
one.
It's broken.
No one's gonna hear you when you walk away from the mic.
I have the crown.
Why weren't you just wearing the crown?
I think that's the question on everyone's mind.
That's what I want.
Because I was sweating, and I put it in my bed, because I was changing costumes, I was shooting something yesterday, and I didn't want anybody to take it in the greenhouse, so I put it in my bed.
In the what?
The greenhouse. The theater. The theater. The greenhouse theater.
You think some hooligan, some punk was going to take it?
No! Not valid.
Why not?
I just don't...
You don't like it, Tim?
You don't like it?
I just didn't like it.
I liked
puns
it.
Aren't meant to be liked.
Yeah, that's not the idea.
I didn't hate it enough either, though.
It seemed like you hated it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 127 of the podcast.
127. Feeling the blubbing.
Hey, since we're already a few minutes in, why don't we just start off at the far end of the room and sound off?
It's Nick.
It's Brian.
Hey, it's Cloud.
I'm Castelvi.
It's Dins.
You got Chris Bogue on your dial.
All hail King Keith.
Short live the king.
Lost. It's Mark.
Short live the king.
See, my thing is, I...
That's garbage, Nick. That's what that is.
No, I'm going to tape... I want to tape it to this crown.
Be the Becker King.
See, my deal is, I get that these are puns, but the pun, in order for it to be crown-worthy, it needs to be something special, you know?
We all have to concede.
And you know if it's a special pun.
Yes.
You know it.
Anyway.
Oh, shit, you know?
Just like that.
You know what, fellas?
We need to talk about our sponsors.
I think we should mention our sponsors. Our
Shit!
We are partnered up with some wonderful people that we'd like to talk about before we get to the main attraction. First of all, let us mention our good friends at Cheesy's on Belmont Avenue, right across the street from Comedy Sports. And they, as always, have wonderful grilled cheese sandwiches. Now they have wonderful pizzas as well.
I went on there on Sunday, and they said the price of the sandwich. And I grabbed a postcard, and I'm like, I'm this guy. And he took a dollar off of the sandwich. Thank you, Cheesies.
And they...
Probably.
Also, the only... Very possibly the only restaurant I know of to sell Capri Suns.
That's
which
true.
Is incredible, I think. Also partnered up with Uncle Fun, also on Belmont, closer to Southport. And they are a novelty/joke/just fun store, specializing in all things fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, oh shit. Oh boy.
I was going to say, you know who we're not partnered up with? The U.S. Postal Service.
I know.
And with good cause.
I wish we were. Maybe
I'll
they.
Write him a letter.
Yeah, well, if we had a mailbag, I'd just chuck that letter into the mailbag, you know? I just don't know where I put it.
Oh, I got it right here, too.
Oh, mi Salvador, Mark.
Si.
Who's Salvador?
Keith. Okay, he's opening the letter. Mark is undoing the seal. Now removing the letter from its envelope.
Very intricate.
Unfolding as he begins to read.
This letter comes to us from one John Williams.
Oh!
And John Williams writes, "Hey guys, it's me, John Williams.
That dope.
Acclaimed composer of many things you've heard."
I'm glad he specified, because there's also the dude that works for WGN.
It's not that guy.
It's Sudoku.
He wrote.
Let me see.
You know, the Olympics have a real epic song. I don't know if you've heard it. I don't even know if you've heard of the Olympics. They're these things that people do where they compete for prizes.
These things that people do. He's got a really low opinion of everyone who listens to it.
You know, so, you know, if you've heard of them and you've heard that epic song, you know, it's a pretty epic song. So it's got to feel really cool to compete in those Olympics, no matter what you're doing, even if your event is one of them dumb old events. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of them are good events, and sometimes people get precious medals. What's up with that?
He doesn't even think we've ever seen or are aware of the Olympics, and he's asking us what we think of that.
He's probably too busy composing.
The Summer Olympics are coming up.
Oh, that's coincidence.
That is true.
And Lisa, you're doing a show.
I am hosting an Olympic show in which tragedy strikes, and we have to bring in the U.S. Olympic backup team. Team of misfits brought in to save the U.S. and save the day.
But hopefully that doesn't happen in real life, because we all love Michael Phelps and the rest of the Olympic
team. Is he back?
Yeah, they announced the team.
Dude, of course he's back.
Good.
He'll be retired.
I hope he brings a bong with him on top of that little podium when he wins.
Dude,
he
deserves it. Champions smoke weed. Champions smoke weed.
Every day.
Michael Phelps proved it.
Breakfast of champions.
Smoking weed to win. So what are the actual summer events?
Volleyball, which I don't think should count.
Rhythmic gymnastics. Yes, it should. Are you nuts?
You ever
are you talking about
that?
Beach volleyball or like court volleyball?
It's
like,
you
need
beach
both
volleyball.
Of them.
No,
it's only beach volleyball, and it's the best.
Dude, what am I going to jerk off to?
What's...
Dude, yeah, all the volleyball players are so hot.
Yeah, they take all the porn off the internet during the Olympics.
Dude, I know.
It's banned.
What? Porn. No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to alarm you.
Yeah,
it was simply a joke.
Wait over there.
Well, it's not like I don't like it. I just think of, like, when I
think of, like, you don't think it's deserving.
Obviously no sports, like, there are certain sports that are more challenging to do. Like, diving from, like, 50 feet, 30 feet in the air and doing, like, 20 flips is,
yeah.
It's two different sports, but that clearly takes more skill, even if you're comparing the two, than bump set spiking a ball.
I don't know,
which
man.
I can't even do.
That, right? Nonsense, Nick. I call nonsense.
Okay.
And I say
have a call
this.
Of nonsense on the board?
Go for it.
They're both totally difficult.
And I said that, but...
Well, there are so many different types of Olympic sports. So so for Winter Olympics, they have curling. Do you think that's not a sport? You don't think that's hard?
Well, I think it's hard, but it's not nearly as light as... Oh, here it is. It's not... It's version of hard versus, like, the risk. Like, but the ski jump, where you go 100 feet in the air on with two pieces of wood attached to your feet.
So then basketball shouldn't count, then.
Well, no, I'm saying these things should count, but there's just... I've always have a weird opinion of
the
levels
of
risk associated with it.
I too have a list.
Yeah, what are the events this summer?
We also asked on Facebook what people's favorite and least favorite events were for later.
Well, what I've got on here is 26 total sports, which is a lot.
I don't know if I have all of those.
If Chicago won, we petitioned to make softball an Olympic sport again, which it was.
Oh, yeah.
Sailing is
just
a sport.
Women's.
Sailing is a sport.
You want to see? You want to see if I can get out all 26 Olympic sports in a single breath?
Do it.
All right, here we go. Diving, swimming, synchronized swimming, water polo, canoe, kayak, sprint, canoe, kayak, slalom, BMX, mountain biking, road cycling, track cycling, artistic, rhythmic, trampoline, beach volleyball, indoor volleyball, dressage, eventing, jumping, freestyle, Greco-Roman, archery, athletics, badminton, basketball, boxing, fencing, field hockey, football, handball, judo, modern pentathlon, rowing, sailing, shooting, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis, triathlon, and weightlifting.
Shooting is a sport, Nick.
But like
shooting is a sport, and I'm so thrilled.
Judo is a sport.
Also that kind of groups them too, because for example, like gymnastics has like 8 different events within it, and like you
know, the trampoline thing goes in with gymnastics.
I like to imagine that the trampoline event.
We've got
to
DVR that stuff.
It's just like a simple circular trampoline with like, and they let like somebody up there like, all right, show us what you got.
Yeah,
and they jump and they do tricks and. Isn't it like a square one, though, that they run across and do things with, too?
That's the floor exercise.
I know, but I thought they have a trampoline that's similar to that.
Oh.
I don't know.
I thought it was square.
Well, I'm not as familiar then.
So it's just like for awesome floor exercise?
Yeah, I think it. That's what I'm remembering, and I could be totally wrong because I barely pay attention.
I forgot that table tennis was an Olympic sport.
Dude, it's huge in Asia.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever realized that equestrian events are part of the Summer Olympics.
Yes, there are some really bullshit equestrian events. But also, they bumped up equestrian events this year because it's in London, and Britain has a fondness for equestrian events. If we, like I said, with Chicago, if we had them in Chicago, because we petitioned for 2016 Summer Olympics, if we had them, we would have petitioned for softball, because softball was invented
here. And hot dog.
Hot dog is a great event.
Hot dog.
If Chicago hosts 2016, what are we going to do with all those horses? I don't know where we're gonna shack up all those.
Yeah, they told us no, but
there is that, of course. I'm talking, you know, maybe 2116.
Dude. Wait, put them on the race track, and then you just put them all on a train to come to the city.
Wait, real quick, for the equestrian events, is horse dancing included in there?
What?
I don't think horse dancing.
I see.
What is horse dancing?
Horse dancing is just what it sounds. You get your horses to do these fancy, elaborate
dances.
Like
synchronized.
Okay, volleyball can go back in. I don't want horse dancing.
It's like Mitt Romney's like hobby. Like his wife is like a horse dancer.
They abuse animals.
Well,
what? No, they dance with
no,
them.
No, they just fucking party with them.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, that wins me points for the Romneys. Like,
dressage,
horse dancing.
Or dressage.
Is awesome.
That's what it's called.
Sounding.
But I feel like you'd have to hurt the animals.
Don't you think they have to hurt the animals kind of for any training?
For running?
Yeah. They don't want to do those things. Ever.
They want to eat hay and
what if there's a
nail
horse
bitches,
who just wants
you know?
To fucking dance, though?
Like the Footloose horse?
Do you guys watch the Olympics?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, when they're on.
I don't really watch sports, but I watch the Olympics.
Are you gonna watch the fighting? Are you gonna watch? Like, I know.
I watch anything I can. Yeah.
I'm thrilled to watch wrestling this year. There's one wrestler who does a flip. His move. He's an American wrestler.
Eddie Guerrero.
He's dead. And has been for years.
Coming back.
It's this black kid, and he's relatively skinny. But what he does is he will jump over you, and then pull you down and pin you. He will do a full flip over your body and then pull you down and pin you. He's that.
Doesn't
that
everybody
strong.
Know that he's going to do that to
yes.
him?
Yes. Yes, they
and
do.
And it still works?
And he's still that good.
Wow.
Yes, everybody knows it's coming. He's always looking for it. He can do other things, but that's his big move, and he successfully pulls it off
so
often.
Is his name Ellis Coleman?
It's possible. I don't know his name.
The
I just know what he...
Flying Squirrel Takedown.
That sounds right. That's it. The
I'm
Flying Squirrel
watch
Takedown.
It right
it's
now.
Amazing.
Let's see if this guy's moving
Yeah,
on.
If you could post it for our Twitter followers and podcast listeners, this is... The Flying Squirrel Takedown is amazing. And I'm so thrilled to watch this guy work. And then also, I loved watching Michael Phelps win. And just to see how he would work. I knew a kid who actually ended up being an Olympic alternate. And swam with Michael Phelps. And like I was just so thrilled to see this dude.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Isn't he amazing? Flying Squirrel.
Yeah.
The dude's amazing. And not only with the... wrestling guy am I thrilled to see, and Michael Phelps,
but I love watching basketball. And I feel like summer basketball, and with the Dream Team especially, in 1992.
Yeah, this guy's going to kill people.
Yeah,
with this Flying Squirrel movie.
Flying Squirrel is amazing.
Paralyzed that dude. Mm-hmm. I'll put it in.
Yeah, you got to put up the Flying Squirrel. If you haven't seen this dude, he's amazing.
Yeah, he looks pretty ridiculous.
I'm going to put it up on our Twitter. If you guys want to follow along, at Octavarius, we do now competitions each week. You can win prizes, you can win show tickets, and you can just follow along during the podcast. So if you're by a computer, tweet at us at Octavarius.
www.twitter.com/user/Octavarius
But I feel like the most significant Summer Olympic sport is basketball, especially because of 1992 with the Dream Team.
Oh, see, I thought it got insignificant after we killed everyone.
No, I completely disagree, and here is why. Because then the entire world got a chance to see the best that America had, the real best. And then after that, the world got better. Everybody in the world got better at basketball. Mm-hmm. And, two Olympics ago, we lost. We did not win. Mm-hmm. And we deservedly lost. And now it's actually a competition. It is actually so much closer. And I love how the game of basketball has grown in our lifetimes just since 1992 because of the Dream Team.
Mm. I think that's cool, but I actually, basketball is like the least interesting thing for me in the Olympics because I see it all the time.
Yeah,
I like watching the Olympics for like the people who aren't highly paid celebrities, like just some dude who's like the 100 meter dash guy or whatever.
Usain Bolt?
Whatever the American guy is that
Usain
has to
Bolt,
race against
the
him.
Highly paid
Isn't
celebrity?
He from Jamaica?
He runs for America.
Oh. Well,
but I guess your point stands, though. And
why do you want to root for America, Mark?
When do we see that guy other than when he runs track?
He does.
He's got a job at
throughout
the
year.
Sure, but there aren't on television like
Nike
basketball
ads.
Is. You know, we see him in ads because he won, not because he's a good track runner, because you have to win to get that sponsorship as a
fastest man in the world. You get to see the best people.
Like we don't normally know the top three tennis player or table tennis players in the world. We don't often know the top three fencers in the world. So it is very cool to see these, you know, I'm not going to call them no names, but to most of the mainstream, I would consider them no names, at least until they gain
their
popularity through the games.
O-list celebrities.
Do they do weightlifting in the Summer Olympics?
Yeah,
they do.
So we'll get to see a new World's Strongest Man.
Poop yes.
Himself. Yes, we will.
Wait, what?
Poop
why do they poop themselves?
Because they get hurt.
What they do is they keep on going. You can find these videos on YouTube of they just because they. This is their
I'm not
chance.
Looking this up.
Don't look it up. But if you want it, you can. Where they keep on adding like 300 pounds, and when you squeeze that much, your muscles just give out, and they will piss and shit themselves.
How many times has
medals.
This happened?
This
multiple.
This is.
You
like,
can see many videos.
Many
of people
videos.
Pooping
and
being
screaming and just. Pissing themselves.
I don't want to look it up. I would love for
it's
me.
It's pretty funny.
I'd
it's
love really to watch it live.
Everyone is laughing except funny. The guy holding 350 That's pounds terrible. Of weight.
Well, it's so bad because it is literally the most elite competition on earth. Mm-hmm. You are in competition. You are chosen because you are the greatest athlete your country can produce. So you're going to take competitions with only the greatest athletes in the entire world. And if you poop your pants, you're gonna feel really silly.
But sometimes you just poop your pants.
Well sometimes you poop your pants, but you win a gold medal. So
sometimes it's worth it.
A little bit worth it.
So you get like a brown medal and a gold medal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a bullshit event that you like in the Olympics for the summer games? Like, I always like curling for the winter games.
I love curling.
Yeah. But for the summer games, I don't really have a bullshit game that
I like. Rhythmic gymnastics, I think, is pretty bullshit.
Gymnastics are awesome in general.
Anything with a judge is bullshit.
I don't know. I'm with Nick, I really like diving because it's just it's something you don't see every day.
You don't see every day.
Is that what you said?
Like
you
like, I love like diving. Well, because you see, like, especially when they slow it down. Because then it's so fast, and you see every millisecond counts. Yeah. Like, they got to get their body by this angle.
I will say, now,
it's amazing.
Just as technology's advanced, they do have that where they can just slow it on every millisecond of what they're thinking.
How focused it is.
It's just like, I don't know, it's amazing to me, like, just to be like, this is a human body, but it's like in this perfect form, and you know,
and it's and it go, you know, all this movement, and then the perfect ones make like no splash.
Yeah, and it's just
it's like
amazing
wow
to see like what a human body can do working at, you know, peak level, peak performance. It's like humans are possible of this.
I also can't dive, so I like watching people that can't. Yeah.
You can't dive? Why not? Just,
I always hurt my ball.
I was in swimming with you in high school.
What?
I remember that.
Wait,
I can't,
how do you hurt your balls?
Well, because I can never get I can never get my legs high enough.
You know what you do? Do you go start diving and then your legs go backwards?
Yeah.
And so I see what's
so either flat.
So he
forward, and
goes like
out
this, and then he just starts going. His tail end goes out, and that's
so you
so
slap
your, balls
your butt against the water, and that's
butt
where your balls are for some reason.
No, like I either what I would
you
do
got
is
butt
I
was, balls.
You guys can't, I mean, listeners can't see this, but like I'll go and like my I can see, I know my feet are going towards the back, so I immediately like react and just go the opposite way, and then I just smack my balls.
So you wind up going in the water like this.
Yeah,
your balls are
like,
the like
an L Tetris piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the to the listeners for that.
You know, like, I love watching, it was like a couple Olympics ago, we had a good long jumper, and they had videos of him practicing. It was just him running around the city, jumping over cars.
Ah.
It was awesome.
I love, like, interviews with these athletes, people in training, because you talk to them, it's like, oh, there's normal people, but then they'll cut to them doing, like, some phenomenal, crazy thing.
My
like,
cousin was almost like, on the women's swim team, like, in 2000, early 2000s. Like, she, and it was the normal people, like, she just has a normal job, but she swam in high school, swam, like, in college, and kept on swimming, and then
would she just go to the trials to see what happens?
Just go to the trials, and she kept on going, and they're like, she was just like, why not go to the trials, and they're like, hey, you made this round, and she's like, oh, wow, I never thought this could happen, then she eventually got cut, but it's like, but everyone else, they're just normal
people. That's awesome,
yeah,
that makes for a sweet story.
Yeah. I know a possible Olympic figure skater, we'll see in 2014 if she gets there. But, they're really normal people, but they're very driven.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be, like, you know, it's a lot of commitment to get there, and it's a focus beyond what most of us will ever know.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that, like, a thing where, especially because you see, I mean, with, like, the gymnastics, these are really, really young girls a lot of the time, and it seems like
sometimes illegally young.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It seems like for the most part, if you're an Olympian, that's not something that just happens by chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you're like, unless there's like events where I'm totally missing it. But it seems like for a lot of these, like you're training from like when you're a very young child, you're training intensely, and like that is your life. You are dedicating your life. Like, diving is just something, I think it's a way to get into a pool. You know? And there's somebody out there.
I think you're oversimplifying.
This is all they do. They spend hours of, you know, a third of their week focusing on this one thing. And it's just, is that not happened? Do we have any gold medalists who just, like, decided
there's no
someone
way
on the line to tame, just like, you know what, fuck whatever I'm currently doing.
Like, is a guy, he's like late for the bus and he just starts running, and the Olympic coach like watches him like, that guy,
all right,
he's the fastest.
That's a great Disney movie waiting to happen.
So the gymnast, it was a Chinese gymnast, and she was too young. This was back in 2000.
What's
young,
her minimum age?
How young do you think she was? First
12.
She was 12. 12? Minimum age, I'm guessing, is 13. Okay. But I could be wrong.
I think she was 11.
11?
13.
13? 8. Anyone else? All right. The legal age is 16.
Wait,
all right?
Really?
Yes. And she was actually 14.
Oh.
Cause,
her first name is also Dong.
Because,
great.
No, because I remember when, like, back when the U.S., when we were younger, there was a gymnast named Dominique Mocianu, who I thought was 14.
Dominique Mocianu.
This is back in 2000. I'm on NPR right now.
Maybe she was 16 or something. But I thought she was 14. She had like crazy shit with her family too, because they took all her money.
What?
Like, she, because she was one of the, like, stars of a, of that, like, gold medaling team. And so they got all sorts of sponsorship money, but she was a minor. So her parents controlled it.
Is that the one, is that the coach that, like, tried to, like, yell at the parents? Is that, like, am I thinking about something completely different?
That is something different, but it might have been that same team.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, she was, like, 16 or whatever, and her parents just got a few $100,000, and they just, I just spent it on their own stuff. And she had, I think she, like, sued them and got her money and got emancipated or something like that.
I'm in the chat room. Dancing Girl 153 is educating us all on how old you can be, when they changed it. It was after 1996. Were you just talking about someone by the name of Bella?
Bella was the coach, I think.
Yeah, that's what she was agreeing with that. Also, Usain Bolt competes for Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica. Boom. You're right, Mark.
He's for Jamaica.
But, what was I going to say? I don't know. No.
I think in some events, you don't have to start training when you're 3 years old. Like, especially some of the more, like, track and fieldy events. I feel like, they're just interviewing this, like, 25-year-old chick. She seemed like she'd be one of my friends. She's really chill.
In fact,
Davis, right? She joined the Olympic team. Archery.
Yeah.
Tradition has it that, Corobus, a cook, was the first Olympic champion back in the ancient Olympics. So anybody can do it.
You know what's crazy to me is, like, your shelf life as an Olympian, depending on your event, is like 6 to 10 years. Yeah, some of them are longer, like some of the more skill-based events.
Some of the less skill-based events.
Well,
I'm looking, like, you know, tug of war used to be an Olympic event, like, if you're pretty good at tug-of-war, you could probably stick it out for a couple decades. Like,
no, man, because you're going to get those weightlifting guys who are willing to shit themselves. Who have been,
because you, like, shit yourself harder.
Yeah, dude.
But, like, look at, like, gymnastics. You get one or maybe two Olympics, depending on when they fall during your lifetime as a gymnast, and then that's it.
You could say that's about your peak about physical condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's what's Olympics. Crazy. Is like, you get one chance.
Yeah. Boom, 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 we're seeing humanity at its finest. Like, the Olympic champions are, like, basically our best humans. It's our showcase of the best humans at these physically. Events.
Well, yeah. It's almost, it's a nice segue for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, these are all, like, what's great about the Olympics is that it's all, you know, it's athletics. It's entirely, like, body training. And some of them have a little bit of mind training with them. Mind training. But if there was, like, a entertainment Olympics, and there were, like, divisions of, like stand-up comedy, but they were actually taken seriously and, like, competed in with huge... I don't know how you judge it.
Like, worldwide?
I think you're going to have judges. They have judges in the Olympics.
But it's even more impossible because comedy is so, like...
Well, but gymnastics is, like, sort of subjective. Maybe we can find rules in it.
But comedy is so specific to, like, cultures. Like, what one culture finds funny, other cultures don't find funny at all. And a lot of being funny is being able to relate specifically. I mean, I guess...
You're right. We'll just invite the white countries.
It would be impossible to have comedy sports, Keith.
I know.
There would be no improv Olympics.
I know, man. It's just not possible.
Second City.
And B-Wo get to win the Pun Crown for that?
No, B-Wo's just an annoyance.
Well,
I was
going
to
do it. I was leaning in.
I know. I saw Mark out of the corner of my eye. Don't you dare.
Could we do a really... Man, I was just about to suggest the Pun Olympics, and I'm like, man, no one would ever want to go to that.
Well, my team would be called the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Okay, that's a good name.
That's a good name.
I'm going to vomit.
What sort of events could the Pun Olympics have? Like, you have to make puns out of different challenges?
You'd have to do some sort of synchronized event, right? Any
synchronized punning?
Well, didn't we already do that tonight? Isn't that we could win that. That probably isn't that hard. Right?
Beach pun.
To
be the best
go.
Punners in the world. They have pun competitions.
You'd have to be old as fuck. It couldn't be little kids. You'd have to be, like, the oldest, silliest someone's grandpa.
I think you need a 5-year-old pun maker.
Yeah, some of those pun makers are like idiots.
Dude, you know, 16-year-olds are not pleased.
Well, get this.
It's just dangerous to have people who are too young.
I Googled pun competition, and I came up with the O. Henry Pun Off World Championships. Ooh. Found, if you're interested, at punpunpun.com. And that is not a joke.
Bun.com.
What are the events? That is not a joke.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. It looks like it's held in Austin, Texas. Looks to be middle of May every year.
Do you win
the
cash
world,
for
the world capital of winning? Puns?
I don't know. Hang on. I'm going to look at the pun off rules. Let's see. There's registration. Each entered contestant will be allowed to present a pun on stage. Puns may be presented in any format, visual, musical, stand-up routine, etc., and will be scored on a scale of 1 to 10 by a panel of judges. Contestant score will be determined by adding the judges' score together. Contestants will be judged on content, originality, and general effect of the presentation, including judges' interpretation of audience response.
You could just show up as a man dressed in a giant costume that looks like a baseball bat, stand on the stage, just be like, huh? And then
as long as
laugh and be like, that's a 73, Batman. Good one.
as long as you keep it under 90 seconds, that seems to be their only big stipulation. There's a different round called, a different event called Punslingers. This competition will consist of no more than 4 rounds of single elimination heats. For each preliminary round, 2 contestants at a time will be called onto the stage, at which point they will be given a topic drawn at random. The contestant with the lowest entry number will have 5 seconds to deliver a pun on this topic. The other contestant then has 5 seconds to respond with another pun on the same topic.
It's an improv game.
So, and then one person survives and advances to the next round of the bracket, basically. It looks like everyone gets one pun.
Dude, we should be able to challenge in the show and do a pun off. Judging by these rules.
That's what we need more of. More focus puns on our puns.
Guys, if our show needs anything, it's more attention away from the art that's being created and more puns, please.
Okay. Well, see, that almost might hurt it. It's almost like if you have a pun off, then the next scene you're probably not going to immediately call another. Whereas, like, someone could just be like, hey, I thought of a kangaroo pun, so,
I think if ever there was a show, it's our show that we can do.
If I thought of a kangaroo pun, I'd just put it right back in my pocket for later.
They're pouches, Mark.
They call them pouches.
They're
more
fucking like pouches. Pouches.
I call it whatever I want.
I call that a botch pun.
And man, pun botch, minus 50.
Yeah, oh. I would probably just go have a bowl of tomato marsupial.
With my good friend Joey.
I hate it all.
Oh, it's making me so mad.
These puns have made us really unhappy suddenly, guys.
Switching topics briefly.
Thank you.
So I was reading up on just weird Olympic facts, and one of the ones that just I don't know why they cut this. Is one of the, Chris mentioned tug of war, which was true, used to be an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
So was shooting live pigeons.
Oh,
what?
No.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Just, like, I don't know what, if they just released a flock of pigeons and however many you got.
Sometimes you have that's too awesome. Many pigeons and you want, and everybody in the town
Dude,
hates
we
them.
Totally have too many pigeons. Everybody knows that.
Dude, we had a little pigeon hunt, like some sport hunting for pigeons. PETA, please do not listen to this podcast.
Are you saying,
as in call open season on city pigeons?
No, we have like, now there's a burger fest and a rib fest. We have
it's like Whacking Day, but for pigeons.
Shoot the Pigeons Festival.
Whacking Day?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's entered into a park and they have like airsoft rifles that would kill a pigeon but not a person.
They have families, Keith.
They have disease ridden. Pigeons are horrible. They're horrible creatures.
Furthermore, when have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Do you even know that they exist?
A smaller sized baby pigeon.
A baby pigeon, fresh out the egg.
Dancing Girl 153 is freaking out right now.
They usually same size. Maybe
they all look old, ready, and dirty to me.
They all look ready to die.
They do have a distinguished older dying look.
I think our
they're still living creatures.
I wonder
it's
if
very
our
distinguished.
If our good friend Dancing Girl 153 has an abnormal fear of pigeons.
She does. She has a terrible fear of them.
Our friend MGD Megan Miller loves kicking pigeons.
No longer Megan Miller.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Megan Masterman.
Megan the Masterman.
That's who that is.
The Master of Men.
one man.
For those of you at home, that's a close friend of the group's.
She has, her address is and her life secret is that she gets secret thrill of just
kicking pigeons.
Yes. I don't think she's ever actually kicked a pigeon.
That's incorrect. She has actually kicked, but she's told me.
It's hard to get them, though.
No, is that too hard?
She went into, like, because you got, like, a...
I just imagine Mikula sneaking up on a pigeon and then kicking it really hard.
Dude, pigeons are stupid as shit, 400 of them. I almost run over pigeons all the time. They're just so dumb.
They don't care about living. No.
They're waiting for the train to hit them. Like, that's why, like, seriously, go to the Davis stop in Evanston, Purple Line. There are, like, 300 pigeons. They have to put all those spikes everywhere because pigeons just, it's like pigeon territory.
You know, here's what's so funny about pigeons. When I see a bunch of pigeons in, like, the city gathered together, it's like a weird sight to me. It's like, oh, they're blotting. Because they look like they're old and evil.
And often, when I see swans,
I don't care. We love swans.
When you get like 100 pigeons in the city.
You don't see 100 swans.
You don't.
Swans aren't mangy.
But do you notice, especially in the winter, if you get a group of like 100 pigeons, you'll see them grouped together in a circle that has a clear center of mass, as if they are all plotting.
The hive mind.
The pigeon hive mind.
You can't kill a swan in England because they're the queen. They belong to the queen.
You can't kill a swan anywhere because you'll be seen as a monster.
I don't know where swans. Where do swans?
No more dead swans.
Things are worse than ever.
PETA, please listen to this podcast, but start just a few seconds ago.
I don't know where swans migrate. I don't know where they're native.
Speaking of swans. Did you guys hear about the Olympic opening ceremony and how it's having a lot of trouble?
Does this actually relate to swans?
Yeah, well, yes, because I believe swans are one of the many, like, groupings of animals that are part of the Olympics opening ceremony.
Probably because the queen owns swans.
Well, they hired, a film director, and I don't remember his name now.
Nigel Ornthrop.
Yeah, no, it's that's probably, it's like
pronounced
Daniel
Thornberry.
Daniel Ron something, Swanson? Nick, do you know this?
I can't.
Isn't it the guy that directed Slumdog Millionaire?
It very well could be.
Danny Boyle?
Yes, yeah. That's who it is.
Is Danny Boyle? Yeah.
So he's having all this trouble because they were just like, make an awesome ceremony. I believe the price tag on this opening night ceremony is almost $30 million.
I believe it. The amount of stuff that has happened.
It's called Isle of Wonder. And it's supposed to show off all the things that, like, make England great. But part of this involves, like, a flock of sheep and, like, goats. And it's on,
That seems very easy to get.
Though. It's on the soccer pitch.
Yeah, goats.
But to make it look more like England, they're building hills on it.
Oh.
So they're just doing, like, all this crazy stuff for one ceremony. And also, I think the Olympic Committee is unhappy at how it's going. So there's like all this tension, and to the point where I believe Danny Boyle has security guards now or something.
Oh, you think they're going to fucking try to kill him?
I don't know what they're going to do. It's just this crazy animal-filled ceremony.
Who are the people that run the Olympics?
Dude, it is a mystery.
Is it a bunch of carnies that got smart?
It's like super intelligent carnies.
Mitt Romney was super important to the Utah one.
Yeah.
The Utah Olympics?
The Salt Lake City Olympics.
Oh, the Olympic Games. I thought you meant like the Utah State Olympics, which I would be very interested in seeing.
The best in all of Utah.
No, Mitt Romney was very instrumental in the Winter Olympics that were in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he saved us money because he charged people for pizzas. Apparently, that was like a thing. He cut a bunch of costs and he like. They didn't cater anymore. They had people. They ordered like Domino's pizza, and he charged everyone like $2.50 a slice.
When you say everyone, do you mean
like the athletes?
I think like the Olympic, like the planning committees and the people who are like used to like. That's how they fucking save money. They just ate fucking pizza.
Whatever.
And charged them for it. I mean, it works.
If I work on the Olympic Committee, though, I expect some free pizza.
Like, seriously, you gotta save the Olympics.
I don't like the Olympic Committee because they choose where the Olympics are gonna be, and that seems like a very shady process.
Oh, I heard it's like incredibly corrupt.
I wanted it here.
I actually didn't. I think it would be way too many people.
But I think it would be way too many people, but do you know how much money the city would make?
The money the city would have gotten? And have you ever seen the blueprints of what Chicago futuristic would have turned out to? Like,
I thought cities normally lose a ton of money on the Olympics.
That's what I heard.
But then why would they want the Olympics there?
It depends.
Just fame.
It depends on.
We're
what
already
happens.
Famous.
We're a cool city. City.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Keith's right.
We're in books.
Here's the thing. When you have the Olympics, when they were in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, a thing that happened in Atlanta was you build all these structures and you build all these giant venues and stuff, and it's fine when it's there, but then there's no demand for it when they leave, and it's difficult to pay the cost to upkeep these things if you can't fill it with things that people can go out and do. Whereas in Chicago, like, we've got so many people, like, we probably wouldn't run into that problem.
Well, I mean, what
and we
what
also
would you...
had the venues.
We are, yeah, we've we got all the venues.
What do you
need?
Two
baseball stadiums.
We get to fix them up. Olympics.
Well, first of all, you have to get a bunch of free pizza for the committee, obviously.
Charge them. That's the first thing. You have to have the planning meeting. You got to cater that meeting.
So that's gonna be like $30 million right off the bat.
Yeah. Sorry, Danny. It's all your Isle of Wonder budget.
But you just need like a stadium or like a couple of stadiums and then like a schedule. And then you just fucking have hotels. And
that's
shit,
yeah.
Right?
That's basically how.
You have to beef up hotels. You have to beef up. I mean, public transit is like. I mean, that'll get, like. There's so many blockades, and you're bringing in.
Very crowded.
Well, nobody would be going. I mean, it'd be awesome at the Olympics, but also bear in mind that if we had the Olympics for like those 2 or 3 weeks, if you had a job in the city, you probably weren't working. Those 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like we'd get a free pass on everything.
We would, because, I mean, they're not going to let... You wouldn't go... the loop would be closed, you know?
It's
like,
also dangerous, though, because terrorists
yeah.
and shit.
What would you guys do if you had, like, a $30 million budget to direct the Chicago Olympics opening ceremony?
I would steal it and go buy islands.
That's not
never find me.
Castelli's gonna buy the shittiest islands.
Dude, that's
he just
great.
Left me $2.50 for pizza and then disappeared.
Once you give Castelli
$30 million, dude, I don't know what to do. I have no idea what.
You don't know how much an island costs, first of all.
That is true. I imagine it couldn't be. It's gotta be
I
more
think,
than 30
I feel like
million.
The island itself,
want, though, man.
Listen, it's an island. I'll probably like, get one for $10 million.
I feel like
then.
The island itself is like probably five, but.
$5 million for
but,
an island?
Think about the expenses of upkeeping.
Power to it, it's just a rock with grass.
Water.
It's all the stuff you have to do to make that island livable and consistently livable.
$1 million is a lot, especially American dollars in some of those shitty countries.
Oh, dude. Castelvi, I just went online and did a simple Google search. And, like, you can buy an island with, like, a couple $100,000.
Boom.
Like you
Boom.
Really,
yeah, if it's a
you really don't
grand,
need.
It's probably a shitty island.
Yeah,
Castelvi will be eating all the coconuts and beetles he can.
Castelvi, you could literally
$30 a beetle.
You could find some way to embezzle that money and still throw on a pretty decent Olympics opening ceremony with like the $29 million.
You
have
get 135 acres for $1.8 million.
Well, the ceremony itself is like what? How long? They're filming it, which I don't know.
Yeah,
that's not usually done.
It's probably like
an
hour.
Right?
No, they always do because they always
yeah, watch we
it.
Watch it.
Although this
but
one,
isn't it like an? I don't really watch it ever. So,
oh my
keep
god,
that
so I'm just pulling all this out of my ass.
Watch the
it's like the greatest fucking show. The
Daniel Craig jumping out of
ever.
Plane.
The flame
China?
Is there. The
I didn't
plane?
See it. I heard that it was something.
The China one was just a bag of fun. It was.
It was filmed. I thought they did it live.
It was awesome.
Oh, no, they do it live.
Oh.
They film it with, like, 30 cameras.
So the live event costs $30 million.
Yeah, but that also counts the costs of filming it and editing it for reproduction later.
Yeah, okay, oh, fine. And so, but that's only, how 15 minutes at most? 5 minutes? How long?
No.
I think the ceremony itself is probably
you
2 hours.
You got paraded
two
every
hours.
Single
you
country.
Bring every country.
Every country
you
and all
do some
the Olympians.
Dancing.
You gotta have to do dancing. Make
There's
them do
dancing.
Some of that shit themselves. Like, here, you got, like, when it's your turn, you do your thing, and then Germany's gonna go, they're gonna do a thing, and then...
Well, it's not the Olympians that are dancing.
They should dance! It should be Hogwarts style, man. Like, you come in, Goblet of Fire, you come in, you do a bit... And then another team comes in, they do
like
a
you
bit.
Get to see Michael Phelps walk up and do, like, a courteous bow.
Yes. Something to say, because they're coming to London, and so they need to show the world, like, hey, we got this stuff, we're great. Because
they
after
do,
all,
and that's what the fashion about it is. They all have fancy outfits for their march, And then they all, like, wave their flags. And they all do something that's, like, very much their country. Like, we wear Ralph Lauren.
And give everyone the finger.
Yes.
But and but this, apparently Danny Boyle is having trouble because some of his animals are stupid or something.
No, I think it's because...
How is that 30 million? He's, like, what,
he's like, trying to choreograph all these people and animals, and he wants, like, crazy
well,
camera
then he's
work.
An idiot. Goats are not good, trainable, like, animals to do tricks.
They literally eat cans.
So he's stupid.
Yeah, there's like Britain goats.
That's why it's
well, and then there's Britain required the goats.
Then there's the other thing about, well, the thing that I heard everyone bitching about was that all our uniforms are made in China.
Yeah.
All our, like, we're wearing, like, berets. People don't like the uniforms that, like, the Olympians are wearing. They're wearing, like, berets and stuff. But, like, all the uniforms are made in China.
To be fair, though, manufacturing clothing is hard work. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it for
surely
what they want to pay me.
You could get something. You could get something from somewhere else. Surely you can find some other country to do it, right?
You could try America.
You could.
I think that's the issue, is it not?
Is that like, yeah, like at least let's make
if
our
they got
own
a problem with it, then get it somewhere else. You know,
what? It's a big country. We got people who are good at making
we
uniforms.
We don't really want
we
to do that, though.
We don't want to.
I'm sure there's somebody here. That
if someone's
going to
bitch about it, then fucking get
like,
it from somewhere else.
I love making hamburgers on my own grill, but sometimes I don't want to do the work. Sometimes I just want to order some Chinese food, you know?
More burgers.
And I don't need a fucking Olympic committee bitching about it when they're getting all the free pizza they want.
I love Castelvi's line of thinking because then it's like people are pissed off because our you know uniforms are made aren't made in America, they're made in China. It's like, well, fucking make them in Russia then.
I just don't know what the problem
get
is.
Everyone to stop I'm bitching
sure. Why is everyone
see if
invited?
Australia can what? Do it end of story
China.
Just move it to also not America.
It's somewhere else then. Is it just because of the Chinese? You don't like Chinese?
No.
Gray? Is it a
you
race
just
thing?
Think we're like, we just hate Chinese people?
Well, some people do.
There's such a tiny country that's like
a lot of people hate a lot of people.
Yeah, all the time. That's well, true. I would say if everyone's uniform is made in one country, though, that one country could plot by making those uniforms like fucking...
Poison?
Poison uniforms.
Dude, I've seen that. I've seen this going around the internet. There are a lot of people
what?
Who are like, China's going to manufacture them.
Why not?
Specifically, because... I mean, you guys know, like, with athletes and their, like, specifically what they wear and how they cut their hair, it's if you can add fractions of a millisecond onto your time, sometimes that's what you need.
You think
and
they're going to make, like, wait, like runners,
I don't think
runners
that.
Outfits less aerodynamic? Or?
Wait yeah. a minute.
So a decorative parachute on the back?
The stuff that's made in China is just the Ralph Lauren stuff. Other things are specifically selected items that they felt would maximize speed. So, like, whoever argued that, like, the Ralph Lauren stuff, that's made in China, but they don't wear that when they're swimming.
That's for show. They're going to wear the lucky Speedos.
Yeah, they're going to wear the fucking Speedo that gets them the best thing. Like,
and that gets them a fuck ton of advertising money, because why the fuck not?
Well, I remember a couple of years ago, they were really into the shark skin suits for men for swimming. They have, like, really tight body. It's not real shark skin. They just call it that.
God, it would be so scratchy.
Because it's a swimsuit that goes on your
gills.
Torso. And it supposedly, you know, helped your water dynamics or whatever.
And gives you, like, an extra sense so you can detect minuscule electric currents in the water.
Yeah, but you die if you stop moving.
It's changing on the shark skin. No, the shark skins are changing on us.
That was back when they would all eat just chum. So well, they'd eat chum before they went out there.
Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Chum.
As the old saying goes.
You, it occurred to me, this has not happened in our lifetimes, but it's happened a few times. The United States has held out of the Olympics.
What?
And we've... And it hasn't happened when we've been alive.
When did that happen?
When World
War II
was
times. World War II, was it 1982? 84.
Russia boycotted, and then 84 we boycotted.
Despite them.
Yeah.
And then when did
80
we do
was,
it?
Was in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it.
Weren't we were at Berlin, right?
Yeah.
But we weren't at, like, the one after that, I think. Or something like that.
It sounds something like
that. You mean the World War II?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at the Olympics prior to World War II.
Yeah, Berlin was like 36. That's like
36. 36.
Technically, yeah. Asia was already in World War II. And then 1940,
we didn't.
Well, no, they were canceled in 40 and 44, I think.
That's also possible. Yeah. That I don't
know. I have to believe that they were canceled in 44. Because everyone was fighting.
In 44? Yeah. Oh, for sure.
People were too busy murdering each other.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But that's how, like, do you guys ever feel like, because, like, a lot of national feelings go into Olympics. Like, you know, when our hockey team beat the Soviets, that was such a big deal. And what was that? The Miracle Game was at 80?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's great because it brings the country together. I mean, we have so many divides within the U.S., like, Republican, Democrat, North, South. Like, the Olympics, just everyone in the entire country gets behind the team.
Yeah, we can hate each other in our sports, too. I mean, like, pretty much for every... But, I mean, the Olympics are, like, one of the few things where, like, that's a win for... You know, it's an actual win.
It supports...
And the whole country gets to celebrate.
Supports nationalism, which is great for certain dictatorships, you know, out there. But like Korea and all, or even China, which is another point I was going to make. If your country is the best, is continuously the best at it, and you're in a government system that is promoting that through propaganda, it strengthens your party. Mm-hmm. You can continue having that maintained.
Hitler used it like crazy. Oh, yeah. In 1936,
China uses it
like,
a
didn't,
lot too.
Didn't Hitler? Like someone was telling me that Hitler like cleaned up. Like they went crazy.
It was me.
You were talking about it.
Yeah.
Was that the person that was ever broadcasted to? Like the opening ceremony was.
I think you might be right.
It was the first one that was ever like filmed or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
like,
but and that's why that particular Olympics mark was such an upset because America won and certain Black Americans won.
That's right.
In certain events, and which of course would go win against everything that Hitler was trying to say about eugenics and stuff. Mm. So it's definitely, and I always feel weird like when we don't, because as an American, I've always like, oh, we're American, we always win the Olympics like every single year, like every event, and then like
totally
go on, it's like we win like a couple, and then we just start sucking our dick about it like so hard
that
you can't even hear
anyone
else. No, that's exact, but that's what you do.
But that's the good, you know,
that's the Olympics.
Yeah, and that's the thing where, like, yeah, obviously, like, nationalism is, like, I mean, can be really fucked up, like, you know, when it goes to extreme ends, but there is that kind of need. That is, I think it's, like, one of the things that makes the Olympics great is the amount of respect the Olympians have for one another. Obviously you're all in competition, it's heat and stuff, but pretty much, I mean, there's an understanding, like, you know... It takes a lot to get there, and it is something that you know you can still take such pride in it. It's such a classic way of challenge, just straight up sports. You know, nothing personal, and you're going out there with
your. What was that Tanya Harding thing? Was that the Olympics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She like hit her leg.
Yeah.
She hired a guy to club Nancy Kerrigan.
Was it that way? Yeah. Which one was the bad
golf
one?
Club Nancy Kerrigan?
No, I thought it was like one of those.
It was
like
a lead retractable. Pipe. It was a lead pipe.
Was it? Which one was the bad one? Was it Nancy Kerrigan?
I always forget.
Tanya Harding was the bad one. Okay. Nancy Kerrigan was the good one.
And
still got like second.
And what was the event? Was it skating?
Oksana Bayul.
Yeah. It was figure skating.
Unbelievable competition.
Isn't an Olympic sport, and it's so crazy.
Golf?
Yeah.
It used to be.
Yeah. Did it really?
It used to be.
Is that a fact?
Yep.
Not just a segue?
Up until...
No way.
I'll find it in this.
It's so leisurely.
Yeah, too people long. Call it a sport. They call it a sport
up
now.
Until 1904.
Wow.
So up two until games. 1904, yeah. People in the Olympics could have used
Clouds golf tips.
Swim.
Spend a couple million spare dollars on an opening ceremony for yourself that includes a gospel choir, some dancing swans, and a show choir. Make this last a few hours. By this time, all the spectators and other people competing will be so bored that they'll just head home. That way, you can take all the time you want and putt in increments of 3 feet each until you make it in the hole. You win!
This has been Clouds Golf Tips.
Dive!
So helpful as always.
Oh man,
I got my smart. It's a gospel choir.
Just underwhelm them.
I have to have millions of dollars to begin
just
with.
Just a couple mil.
Yes. Spend millions of dollars on a lackluster opening ceremony.
And then I think at the end you're just cheating.
No man, this you just.
Frequently
cheating.
Why is cheating in Cloud's Golf Tips surprising at this point?
Also, I don't know,
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're just taking your time.
Oh, okay.
Golf isn't a timed event, so I don't know if the leisurely pace is really.
Oh, boy. You know, folks, we're recording this live on Monday, July 23rd.
When's it go online?
Well, this is going to go online both on iTunes and at octavarius.com on Friday, July 27th, which means if you're listening to it as it's coming to you non-live, we've got some very special birthdays to announce. First of all, a very, very special birthday to comedian and possible listener of the podcast, Bill Engvall.
A very happy birthday to Triple H, rugged professional wrestler.
Wow.
Does it say rugged?
Yes, it does.
Nice.
Famousbirthdays.com.
Happy birthday, Maya Rudolph. Happy birthday. I just lost the...
It's all you today.
I know. Ah, hey, remember Pete Yorn? Happy birthday, Pete Yorn.
Ooh, wow. Good one, Ken.
I don't even remember what the songs he had that were famous.
It's his birthday, though.
Happy birthday, Max Power, English football player, and also owner of a kick-ass name.
Isn't that the exact name from that Simpsons episode?
It was
that
Powers,
is. Max Powers, I think.
No,
right?
I thought it was just Power.
You know
Max
what? You're
Power.
Right.
It
was Max
Power.
Power.
That's an awesome name.
You know, folks, we've got a lot of fun birthdays to announce, but unfortunately, for every person that is born, somebody must die.
That's the rule.
That's the rule. And so, unfortunately, we have to drop this as well to the family, friends, and fans of Gertrude Stein. Mm. I'm sorry for your loss.
The Steiner.
Our deepest and most sincere condolences to the family of Bobby Day, rock and roll star, sang Rockin' Robin.
And to the family, friends, and devoted fans of Duke Rudolph IV of Austria. I'm so sorry.
Related to Maya Rudolph?
Yep.
And I'm
sure.
I'm terribly sorry to the family of Frank Zamboni, American inventor.
Of what, I wonder?
The kite. The box kite.
And the kite.
And the calzone.
Oh, boy, you guys.
Dude, I just don't get this death day thing that we're this bit.
See,
I love the bit.
I like it too, but I was thinking about it just now as we were doing it. And these people have died long ago. Why would they celebrate the death day? Why would you celebrate their birthday?
Well, that's condolences.
What I love about it, and...
life is precious.
See, what I love and what confuses me all the same about the bit is it used to be just one death day, and now sometimes there are more deaths than there are birthdays.
I say usually.
And we have to close out the podcast right after that.
Sometimes it's neat. Knowing the Zamboni guy died, that's neat.
Well, you're reminded that he existed. Maybe some people will Wikipedia him, learn a couple facts.
Maybe
I think it's informative.
But when we say we're sorry for your loss, but they had been dead for years.
That's why it's funny.
Guys, all this arguing is making me feel dumb.
What do you need?
You should go play golf.
We've already been there and lost that game.
I already played golf today.
You know what? Why don't we just skip straight to Nick McCullough's
seven words of wisdom.
Okay, Mr. Zamboni. I want you. No.
This has been Nick McCullough's
seven words of wisdom.
God. I knew you were going to fuck it up somewhere in the middle.
You haven't done one successfully in like 2 months.
Again, I bring back my point. Put these all together and you have... and I know Scotty D tried...
No, you haven't been successful.
We don't judge a book until it's finished being written.
That's true.
I'd say about like 3 of the last 5 have ended in God no.
Well, it's, the problem is because he screws up one line and then we have to count it immediately.
Guys, he's right. It is a book. It's just a novel of what's going on in Nick's mind all the time. If you string all the words together, that is his conscious thought.
It's a great story and a great ride.
It's chaos and it's regretting and it's...
some ketchup.
Dude, I put ketchup on my popcorn all the time.
But before we close this out, I do want to honor LP, who could not be here with us with the podcast. He's back taking care of his new baby girls. But he has joined us in the chat room, and I'd like to share a couple of his contributions. I didn't see them until it was too late. But happy birthday, Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod.
Oh, nice.
He says, happy birthday, you old baseball guy. And he also says to the fans, friends, and family of both Bob Hope and to the descendants of Joseph of Arimathea. Wow. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh my gosh, it's Robert's birthday.
What really? Birthday, Robert?
If he's listening,
former Southerner of the week.
If he is indeed listening to this live, happy birthday, Robert. If you're not listening to us live, then fuck you, Tins.
Fuck you, Tins. I mean, Tins.
And with that, we are out of time, folks. But thanks again for listening. Please, especially if you haven't caught us at a show at our new run, please do. It's every Sunday, 7 p.m. at Comedy Sports. That's 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois. Yeah.
And, so much fun.
And I think we're going to leave you guys there. Until next time. Have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye.
Bye.
Octavarius.com.
That was a good
one. Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.